of knowing.
All right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is episode 573.5.1. And I know you're thinking, what the heck is that? It's a naming convention that we had to adopt because we already had a bunch of shows processed already. This is a full 2-hour show. It's just a regular show that's been bumped up in the release date. Jason Lindgren is with me, and Fortune to St. Germain returns. Last episode, we got through about half of the submitted questions from membership at crow777radio.com. We will endeavor to get through them all today. As a matter of fact, we will do whatever it takes to get through all of them today. With that, welcome, Jason.
And a very beautiful good morning.
It is. I'm kind of sad that I'm not out with my telescope. It is a perfect day, but I get to talk with Fortune, so I'm good. Anyhow, welcome, Fortune.
Oh, hello, everyone. Good afternoon again. And it is a pleasure to be here with all of you.
All right. Do you want to add anything or do you want to jump straight in?
Well, as we begin, and I say from the Golden Castle at the edge of the world, and as you know, I do really live at the edge of the world where the rainbow begins, but more importantly, the rainbow does begin here, but it ends in your home. So the first thing we need to know for today is this program is brought to you in Buddha Vision. And thank you for allowing me to come visit into your homes with you and spend this time. So as the rainbow begins where I live, it ends where you live. And what goes on in your house is much more important than what goes on in the White House or in Buckingham Palace. As a matter of fact, what goes on in those places is of no importance. So let's get down to business here and give you all a little reminder. The credo of the third dimension is love God with all your heart, serve selflessly, and be all you can be. That's all you need to know while you're here because it encompasses everything. The answers are always very simple, and they're always right in front of us. We have but to look. Now, here is the formula to carry out the credo of the third dimension. The moment is your only home. So the moment and your heart are one and the same. And when you know that the moment is your home, and you agree to serve in the moment, all is yours in this dimension. As we said before, the universe is going through a special time because we are all part of the greater whole, and the universe itself is evolving, the universe we live in. And what we also need to know is that one of the big lies is that evolution is based on competition. There can be no bigger lie because evolution and the universe are based on cooperation. Now, as we go forward, 2024 is going to be a rocky year for most. And 2025 will also be rocky. And for those of you who like the esoteric answers, there's some sort of time wall or barrier in 2025. Now, I myself do not know what that means, but there's some sort of big cutoff point there. So we're all going to have to stay tuned and work together and see what that time wall or barrier actually is, what the difference in that year will be. But there is some sort of cutoff, and it looks like it's ending of something old and beginning of something new. But as I say, the future that we all will get is the future that we are creating now. So it's most important. And just remember, go back into some of the former episodes and listen to the ones on disconnecting. Try to listen. It's very important that every day you do the Twin Hearts meditation and disconnect from all negativity, past, present, and future. And when you ask for the same in your meditations for the rest of the world, for Mother Earth and all of life, not just all humanity, but all of life, it makes your prayer much greater. And since we did speak about what happens in your house is more important than the White House, the greatest, most fervent prayer in the universe is made in the most out-of-the-way church or synagogue or mosque by the humblest and poorest of people. So it's much, much easier for a humble poor man to find and know God than it is for the mightiest in the palaces and the corridors of power. As a matter of fact, they're not even seeking God or anything good in those corridors. So let's just forget about that. Now, since there is no meaningful resistance to what's going on and there are not enough of us, what we have to do is hope and pray and do charity in the moment. And we're going to hope that the people that are perpetrating this at the top, and I use that word loosely, people, that those who are perpetrating this against the world and trying to bring us into a digital feudalism, a digital concentration camp, the hope that we have is that they trip themselves up, that they are hoisted by their own petard and trip themselves up by their own entanglements. So for all of you listening out there, my kind, good friends, pray and all you can with all of your heart, pray for divine intervention. And listeners are going to love this one. Now, they say an educated consumer is the best customer. So we talked about when you leave this world, about being in the void and creating your own reality and your own future, your own where you're going, to choose where you're going, because you don't have to go anywhere. So in the universe, there is no have to. Now, when you're in that void, it can be a very, very dark and lonely place. And like we said, if you get scared and you jump and you go someplace else out of fear, you know, you're not creating your own destiny, which is basically the same for most of us while we're living here in this world. If you do it out of fear and you give up your power, you're giving away your destiny, your own power. So when you're in the void, you'll have to have the courage of your convictions and your faith. Now, the more love and energy you have in your chakras, the greater chance you have in that total void of loneliness. But the void is infinity. So if you stay there, you get to create whatever you want to. But that is for a brave soul. And I did mention something about the religions closing their mosques and synagogues. Well, everyone closed down during the COVID debacle. And like we said before, had everyone just walked out the first few days or the first week or two and just started dancing and going out to eat and started shopping and opened your businesses, it would have, that was our golden opportunity to do something without violence. And the whole system would have toppled right then and there. So the universe was offering us that opportunity. And we basically can still do it. It'd be a little more difficult, but that was the golden moment to show the powers that run this place that they are impotent and incompetent. Now, words to the Christians, whom I do admire greatly. Now, Christianity, like any religion, is what you are in your heart. It is not for me to determine, but is for you to determine. So the basic and essence of Christianity is loving your neighbor as much as you do and even greater. So the reason why I was disappointed in the Christians was because they swore they were going to fight the beast system and that they would bring governments down. And then they closed their churches. Very few remained open. Now, my knowledge of Christianity is that they're waiting for the end of the world. So the end of the world would be the perfect time for the Christians to shine and glow. They should have kept their churches open. And let me remind you that in the times of leprosy and the plagues, the churches were open. That's where the dead were brought in. That's where people were fed. Those were the beginnings of our hospitals, where Christian brothers and sisters took care of lepers and the dying, and many gave their lives up and surrendered their lives and got sick and died themselves because I laid down my life for God, a brother. There is no greater love than this. I give God my life to banish darkness and suffering from the world. There is no greater love than that. So please let us remember, and I'm not saying you have to do this. This is a decision you make. Any of us make. There is no greater love for God and brother than you giving your life so that others may live. Okay, let's go on from there. Thank you.
If Fortune is familiar with it, what does he think of the countrywide cell phone outage that occurred with AT&T recently? It seems odd to me that such a thing could happen as it implies that there is some sort of central hub that could be manipulated.
You are all being played with like mice. The cat plays with the mouse. This is the death of a thousand cuts. Now that we are going into the countries that refuse to come online and play ball with what you would call the New World Order or the One World Government, the BRICS nations versus NATO. It's BRICS versus NATO. And you go, it will be done from your own governments to you when they don't want you doing things. And it will be done by other governments that are fighting us. World War III, which we are basically in, may look a little cleaner than others. Now, that's also where things go. So you are being, like I said, the walls are closing in on you from all directions. Some of this is going to be done by outside sources that are looking to get back at the American government. And the American government and other governments are going to do it to you to keep you in line. Because as Rome was dying at the end, the great Roman Empire, which had come about because of virtue and many rights that people did not have before, which made Rome strong. But as time went on, Rome devolved and became weak, and its government turned against its people like a snake eating its own tail. And that's where you are now. The governments are trying to survive, especially the Western governments, because they are collapsing from within. They are also collapsing because of growth by debt. So now they're turning on their own people to survive. It's a snake eating its own tail. So this is going to come from many places, but you be smarter than they are. You fool them. You don't surrender. You don't die. Beat them at their own game. It's easy.
What do your friends and other people in your socioeconomic bracket think of American culture? Do they consume Hollywood entertainment? Do they care about global politics and what goes on with the little people?
My greatest joy during the day is talking to normal, average people. So when we speak together on this program, I am not Father Fortune, but I'm Brother Fortune. So there truly is no higher and lower in the universe. So you think of me as somebody who is a little further on the road than you are and has paved the road to help make an easier way for all of you, because I'm a little further than you are. And I never expected to get here. So I'm the accidental tourist and the accidental guru. And as you progress and move down the road, you will do the same as I'm doing, that you'll pave the way for others behind you. Now, I did have during my life many famous friends and clients and patients, but those are never the circles that I really enjoyed being in most. And the further up you go on the ladder these days, the higher you're compromised. So the people in the corridors that you're talking about that are perpetrating this nightmare, they're not only laughing at us or you, they are taking great joy in that they're getting away with it. And like true perverts, it's not enough that they're getting away with it. They have to make it known to you that they are getting away with it and rub it in your face. Most of the people that we're talking about that I meet on a daily basis, the normal rank and file, they still don't see it. So they think the COVID thing is over and that it's a return to normal. And I have to warn you, you asked about the levels. The dry rot or the corruption has taken form and is eating away at every level of society. So this darkness is spreading. All you have to do is say, no, I'm not buying this. I refuse this. You can, as the Christians say, rebuke the darkness. See, be still, walk on water, because you all have that power. The smallest man is greater than the biggest problem. This is one of the birthrights of your soul. The smallest man is more powerful than the darkest darkness. So I hope, because you asked me this question, which is very, very detailed, that there are some people at higher levels now that see what they did is wrong, but it's too late because they know they have families and children and grandchildren that are going to have to live in this. And we're in a terrible mess, my friends. Just do the best you can. Act in right action. Do the best you can. Whatever you ask for yourself, make sure you ask if it's something that's good for yourself. Ask the same and much greater for the rest of life and the world. And do an act of charity. Do a physical act of charity. Even if it's the smallest, even if it's just a few dollars or a few pounds or even a few cents for the poorest people, because serving the lowest is serving the highest.
This is a good place, Fortune, to offer the third dimension credo one more time so people have an opportunity to recognize how critically important it is.
Love God with all your heart, serve selflessly, and be all you can be, and anchor yourself in the moment. For the moment is not only all positive, it's also infinite. This is Hasidic Judaism and Zen Buddhism. The joyous rapture of the moment. Find the joy in everything. Joy and gratitude are the greatest things to rebuke the darkness and chase it away.
So basically, love God with all your heart.
Serve selflessly.
Yeah, serve others selflessly.
And be all you can be.
Yep. There it is. Go ahead, Jason.
We seem to hear every day about how AI is getting more and more powerful. Is this thing truly a threat to us as human beings? Was there any truth in the movies shown to us as a warning with such films as The Terminator and The Matrix?
Well, this is where the world that you're going is. Actually, the more truth is that you're in the first stages or the middle stages of Blade Runner. We're already in that dark world. If you look at pre-World War I Europe, and England and New York City, you'll see beautiful buildings, people dressed nicely. Everything is utilitarian and expedient. Now, the artificial intelligence system that they're programming, it can only do what it's programmed to do. It has no consciousness. It has no soul. So it does not have a life of itself. Electricity is the power. Your power, remember, a machine is always detonated and destroyed by water. So water is part of God. Water is part of heaven. Water is pure and it is holy, the baptism ritual. They think that that's what it can do, but it can only do what it's programmed to do. It has no power over you because it has no life. A living man that's evil will have more power over you than a machine that's only programmed to do what some lackeys or fools or bureaucrats programmed it to do. So the best thing that we can do is turn off our machines. If you like the net, use it as the Great Library of Alexandria to research and find out things, because nothing is good or bad except what man does with it. But don't play into the artificial intelligence, because it's definitely artificial, but it's not intelligent, and it's a piece of feeble and senile masturbation. It's not even good old wholesome masturbation.
I guess I would ask a question to answer that question. How is it that in the 1950s, the author of Dune knew to talk about a Butlerian jihad, which was a galaxy-wide war to stop thinking machines, which was one, and they were outlawed? How did they come up with the ideas to write the storyline of The Matrix or The Terminator? Anyhow, go ahead, Jason.
Am I just getting old, or does modern music, if you want to call it that, really fall short of what things were like years ago? Besides the foul language, which so much of it has, you don't seem to hear new songs that are popular on the radio that don't just seem like they were spit out of a computer. What I mean to say is nothing sounds like a classic, and that people will be celebrating it 50 years from now, like Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Well, since you like Pink Floyd, I'll tell the teachers of today, remember, we spoke about public schools being for broke, lazy parents. Hey, teacher, leave those kids alone. So we don't want your education, and we don't want any thought control. You're getting older and wiser. So you're looking back. We all get older, but you don't have, you can get older and wiser, but you don't have to grow older. So you can always be a child in your heart, and you're learning and growing wiser. So you're looking back at certain things and seeing the folly or the vanity in them. And the further you go back in time, like to the 50s, especially pre-rock and roll, because we said that rock and roll means to rock, to have sex and roll, take drugs. So the very nature of that music and the primal or the jungle beat, which is fornication, is not really the best. But, you know, what you like is what you like, and what you, where you find your joy and happiness. Sure, the further back you go in time, the more serious the generations become. And as you get older, maybe at 40 or 60, you'll look back and find things that, you know, you liked then were not things that you like now. We're supposed to grow wiser as the years go on. And it's about learning and maturing. And that's all I can say.
You know, I'll add something here. Jason and I have done a number of music episodes. People are familiar with a group of studio musicians called the Wrecking Crew. They were the hired guns to come in, and they played music on almost every album that mattered, 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, I suppose. Here's the thing. When they were interviewed later, many years later, they said that there were all these studio musicians, mostly from New York, because when they came around, LA was just setting up for music. But these older studio musicians wouldn't have anything to do with rock and roll because they felt it was beneath them. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because if we're going to be intellectually honest, we've taken a plunge. In the same way, rock and roll was a big step down from the complexity of the music that preceded it, so is rap. When we come to the realization that people have done research to show that even something as basic as a key change has mostly been removed from music since the 90s, the music's being used as a tool, is my point. Anyhow, go ahead, Jason.
From a technical standpoint, I could say that just about anything you're going to hear is definitely recorded to computers. And all the stuff nowadays is going to be quantized and perfected. And it's just going to have this very almost too processed sound compared to things years ago, because they do make everything perfect. Vocal harmonies, they're dead on. Whereas if you listen to older stuff from years ago, like even the Beatles or whatever, you can hear the fluctuations in their voices that things aren't perfect, and that gives a humanness to it. So that could definitely lend one to think that things just sound overly computerized.
And before we go any further, just remember, the fact that you're not perfect and you need love is what makes you beautiful in the eyes of the Creator. That's why we're all here. Perfection is one of the names of the devil. And the fact that you're vulnerable and you need love, that is what makes you beautiful in the eyes of the angels and the ascended teachers and any beings of light and good. And music is very, very important, because you're meant to dance and sing. Life is to be enjoyed. The moment is the Garden of Eden, and every moment should be a moment of rapture and joy. So once upon a time, some of you will remember when you were little, you went to dances, socials, and the older people remember going to ballroom dances and hotels where the hotels had orchestras, and you could go out for supper, and they would have strolling violinists. They're robbing us of the beauty and the joy of life. They're taking all of that from us, and that's what the Blade Runner world is about, where everything is dark, where people are separated. We are supposed to be with each other for supper, eating supper for an hour or two, and listening to music afterwards. People had to make their own entertainments for people to be educated and travel in circles, middle class and upper class. Before World War I, you had to know how to dance, carry a tune, and play an instrument, be a good conversationalist, spend time in the evening with other people. In your dining room, not in the kitchen on paper plates with food from Walmart.
You know, before we move on here, consider this. We've done so much work to show how everything comes down to basically what I'll just call vibration. People know what I'm talking about. How does music get delivered to your ears? It's a vibration. And it's one of the most ancient, joyous things that we have endeavored in. And yet, the artistic and beautiful value of music is not what's driving it anymore. Other things, other concerns are driving it.
Since your first episode on Crow 777 Radio, episode 352 in September of 2021, have you found any new friends who think like truthers, or do you still remain alone in a sea of normies?
For me personally, I've always had a very, very varied life full of things because I made sure to do that for myself. And I've always met interesting people. So as you probably have guessed, I am quite eccentric, and I always have been, and I always loved learning. So I always put myself where I would meet people that were interested in art and ideas. So the people that I collect personally and are mainly intellectuals and artists. And just to let you know, when I was growing up and I decided to leave the teaching profession a long time ago, teaching high school in New York City, I decided that I was going to go out and have an adventure. So that was my second world tour. And I just walked away from my family at that point, who was telling me what life was about and it had to be this way. And I just walked through the door and I said, okay, well, that's their view of life. But, you know, life, like we say, is infinite. So you can go out and live an adventure. And I did. I said, I'm going to go out. I'm going to have an adventure because there's nothing going on here with my family telling me that this is the way it is and this is the way it has to be. You know, and you better march to the party ideology.
Do you have anything you can tell us about who Elon Musk really is and what he is about? Is he a made-up character, or is he truly a wealthy individual with his hands in numerous businesses? Is he a good guy, or just another piece on the world chessboard?
Here's the corner, Fortune. Get into it.
Elon Musk represents himself. What's good for Elon Musk is good for Elon Musk. he's a storyteller. His money is government money. He's a government stooge. He made his money like Hughes did on government contracts. Years ago, I told people in the days of Howard Hughes, they said there's not that much money in what he's doing. It was government contracts, also like the Hiltons and Walmart. They're all involved with government subsidies and contracts and do government bidding in various ways. You know, that's fine if you want to sell your soul. He is a sleight of hand man. He's telling you he is for the truth and uncensored speech when he still censors people on his platforms. And then he says, look at one hand, but don't look at my left hand. And then he doesn't show you what the right hand is doing. So what could you, I'll let you answer your own questions, my dear friends. This man is building a brain chip, a prism, which is going to put in your brain that's going to connect you to the net, a hive mind. What could you say about someone like that?
Oh, come on. He's a good guy, Fortune. He's not that bad.
Well, then I tell you
I
what.
Jest.
Then you go have supper with him, okay?
There you go. I'll get the chip and have dinner with Elon.
Do you happen to know if there is a smoking gun that could be demonstrated that would absolutely prove that the Apollo moon landings were faked?
Well, there are many smoking guns, but there are none so blind as those who refuse to see.
There you go.
One was the Coca-Cola can rolling across. If any of you know what that is, the Coke can or the Coke bottle rolling across the set. If any of you know what that is, and if you don't, we'll do that in the next episode. The woman who saw the Coke bottle of the Coke can rolling across the set in Australia. Another smoking gun is, why would they erase film footage of something that was one of the most monumental acts in history? And then they say, well, we erased the film footage because we needed a tape for something else. So the smoking gun is they erased the film footage because now you can go on the net and with all simple things that were impossible years ago, you can take things apart and see what they actually are. So they don't want you to see those. Who are your masters? Those you are not allowed to criticize. Voltaire said that. And there are many other smoking guns. Another smoking gun is, how is there a film footage of something landing on the moon when there was no cameraman there to take it?
Don't bring common sense to this conversation.
they're all the signs. You know, the masters have a message for us. The angels speak in light and sound, but they do not speak in voice. If you choose to hear and want to hear the masters, they will speak to you in voice, and you'll get the answer in your head, and it'll be put in words. And there are some people who are so attuned, and they're very rare, that you'll actually be able to hear the voice of the teacher, him or herself. So the signs are everywhere. They're all around us. Light and sound and angels and masters are speaking to us all of the time. And these people aren't as bright as they think they are. So the smoking gun, sure, the smoking gun is everywhere. It's about 20 different directions on the moon landing all around you. That's why they were so angry at Bill Cooper. Because he took so many things, and just when they hit you, they're simple. It's like you walking past the same street lamp in front of your house for 20 years, and then one day you look at the lamp and you see something on it because you never really chose to look, and say, "Oh, I didn't know that that was there. That it's cast iron with flowers and gold leafing. I never bothered to look." Seek and ye shall find, because it's right in front of you.
Rumor has it there's a website called crow777radio.com that did 12 hours on the space fraud. Anyhow, go ahead, Jason.
Does Fortune know if the elite have any crazy technology for healing and life extension, or is that all still science fiction?
They do, but it's not as advanced as you think it is. And there are certain things that they do and can get. But as you see, the Queen of England died about a year ago, year and a half ago. And she was 95, 96, and she looked it. Well, she always looked 95 and 96. Henry Kissinger just died at 99 or 100. So they're not as far as you think they are, okay? And you wouldn't want to live for 200 years looking and feeling like you're 99. They think they have it, but they really do not. And just to let you know, some of the things that these people do in the labs, in the short term, it works, but in the long term, it's more harmful. It's like taking what they call anabolic steroids. Anabolic steroids are not anabolic. They're actually catabolic. In the short term, they do something, but in the long term, they weigh your body down more and more. You, with the proper living, like the Chinese man that lived for 300 years, You can go a long time. It's harder now because of the toxins in the environment, which wear you down. So if you keep your body clean and you keep alkalinized and detoxed, you can go much longer than you think. Distilled water. Remember, the air is polluted now, so it's coming at us from all different ways. But you can beat them at their own game. You don't have to play their own game, but you can beat them. The answers are simple. They're really out there. And some of these people do blood transfusions for the younger people, which they're now going to start opening transfusion bars. And you'll be able to go in and have a transfusion with a young person's blood. It's basically vampirism. And because they have the useful hormones and the iron in there, you'll feel good for a certain while. But these wise guys don't have a way of scanning for everything in the blood. They don't have, and now the blood supply is contaminated because all of the vaccines. So you don't want to even touch that. And there are some people that think they're achieving something and they get sick with something that wasn't scanned for in the blood. That happened to a very, very famous person in the past few years, whom I can't say anything about. But the disease was Kuru, an African disease of the brain, a virus where you... it's called the laughing disease. So you don't even want to touch that because you really don't need it. And for those of you who, like the original alchemist, my ancestor, he did not ingest gold. He lived on the holy breath. He didn't even need to eat. He was a breatharian. So everything you and I need is already in this world for us.
All right, queuing up for the next question, I believe, or I recently heard, I don't know it's a fact, but I heard that the largest lobby in Washington, D.C. is for Israel. Don't know if it's true, but I recently heard that. Go ahead, Jason.
Does Fortune know why the United States is so beholden to Israel? It seems that no matter what they do, the U.S. will always stand by them.
World War One, the Rothschilds, when they lent money out for World War One, wanted a Jewish home state. The British had no intention of keeping the promise because they also promised many things to the Arabs. So they wrote blank checks out and they said, we'll just honor what we want when the time comes. Well, actually, the British had to honor some of those blank checks, and they didn't understand what they were getting into. As we talked about, war debt has to be repaid, because if you don't pay your war debt, you'll wind up what happened to the Germans with Hitler. You wind up with a Second World War. War debt always has to be repaid. It doesn't matter how long it takes, but it's going to be repaid, or they'll come after you again. There are all different sorts of things that are going on that have to do with people and very powerful agendas that you do not see. Actually, they're quite easy to see if you know history. A lot of people in the United States are not going to like this, but it's the truth. Besides the Jewish wealth and the very, very important magnates that are of Jewish origin and have great deals of money in the United States, something you're not looking at, which is staring you in the face. The Christians, particularly the born-again Christian movement, is very, very heavy at supporting them, because according to their doctrine, the Christian Messiah, Jesus, cannot return unless there's a state of Israel. So you're not looking at it. It's coming from many of the Christians and very, very wealthy born-again Christians and the churches in the United States. So that's another reason. And there were also, throughout the world, people that wanted the Jewish state to exist. And if you remember the vote of when Israel became a state, the Russians, the communists, voted for a state of Israel. So there were many, many other reasons. And a lot of nations also wanted the state of Israel for another reason you're not looking at. They just wanted it as a dumping ground to get their Jewish populations out of their countries and into Israel, so they wouldn't have to deal with them anymore. And, you know, World War II and some other things that happened. And I'm not saying what they did was right, but they figured it would just be better if they had their own state, and let's dump them there and wash our hands of it. So we can't be accused of anti-Semitism anymore. There were many, many agendas there. And MI6, the CIA, and the Mossad have always had close relationships.
What power does the Vatican truly have in today's world? They obviously held a lot of power for centuries, but is that still the case today? If so, how?
Well, they're very good because as World War II was ending, look up the Red House report. The Nazis were creating a Reich in exile, and that what would be today trillions of dollars were being funneled out. So you all know about the rat line where the Vatican helped all the Nazis. Many of the Nazis escaped, but it was because the Nazis gave them very sizable charitable donations, which is how the Vatican got into the major banking business. Now, yes, they are very, very wealthy. The Vatican Bank cannot be touched. It cannot be audited. They have diplomatic immunity. Mussolini was very pro-Vatican. And they are still very powerful because they were promised that when the new system comes in, that they would be the one world religion, which is why you see the fraudulent Pope. Because he's not a pope. He took an oath as a Jesuit that he could seek no higher office. Jesuits take an oath that they can never, ever seek higher office. So he betrayed that, becoming a cardinal and becoming the pope. And on top of that, well, the Fatima prediction, one of the last predictions that was never made known, was the collapse of the church by the apostasy within. So you're seeing that right now, because they are promised to become the new one world religion, which is why they're going to all the doctrines of, you know, warming and following the doctrines of global warming and many. I'm not saying the New Age is bad. Spirituality is always good, but they're going for principles that were concocted to co-opt spirituality by the governments of the world. And it is also said, for those of you who like this stuff, that Vatican II, apostolic succession was broken with Vatican II, which means that anybody ordained as a priest after Vatican II is not a real priest.
All right. That brings us to the top of hour one. The first hour is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is crow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full 2 hour or 2 hour plus episode. Members get access to all the forums. They can create forums, all the comments, and they can stream the 2 hour film called Shoot the Moon, covering all my lunar and daytime chemtrail telescopic work. I am currently filming with a new set of tools and a dedicated solar telescope to amass all I can so Jason and I can put together another film with all we learn about the sun. With that, I hope to see you logged in as a member for hour two, and I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers.
Belief is the enemy of knowing.